Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton. Chester is in charge of the Culture Works. TheCultureWorks.com is the website. The book is called What Motivates Me? Put Your Passions to Work. There's a self-assessment, folks, that we've been talking about that I'd like to encourage you to take for yourself and for your people. And you can talk about this, about how, if you take the assessment, it will help you guys understand how to maybe better work together and realign yourselves. So Chester, you made us a great offer. Folks, this is a $39.95 service that they offer. If you want to take the assessment, it's $40. But, Chester, you have an offer for my folks, just for my folks.
That's right. Well, you know, we love your listeners, and we love being in your brain trust. So when you go onto the website, theculturewerks.com, you can sign up for the Motivators Assessment. It says it's $39.95, but when you go to check out, it'll ask you for your discount coupon code. You know, we do that on Amazon and so on.
Yep.
If you just type in Chester, all caps, we'll get it to you for $10.
How about that, folks?
Sign everybody up for that. As many as you want, for you and your teams and everything. It'll be great
fun.
We'd love you to take advantage of it.
Please take advantage of that. I'm going to have my folks. We're going to do that today, Chester. I'm going to have my folks do all that.
That's great.
And I might even do it myself. You think I might learn something?
I think you just might.
At my age, I'm not sure I can learn anything, but I'll try. So, folks, check it out, theculturewerks.com. And at the end, as you check out, type in Chester, all caps, and you'll get the deal for $10 a piece. So that's a great deal. Chester, thank you so much for that. We appreciate that very much. Talk to us some more. The next motivating factor.
Well, we talked about what are the most motivators for millennials, impact, learning, and family.
Yeah.
We also wanted to look and say what were the lowest motivators. And really interesting, the number one lowest motivator, so number 23, was autonomy. And this is really interesting. That was an interesting insight. You know,
meaning working alone, working.
No, they don't want to work alone.
They don't want to work alone. Yeah.
Right.
Let me say something. That's one of the complaints that I hear from managers, that they have a hard time with millennials giving them an assignment and then them being self-motivated.
Exactly. See, they want guidance. It's kind of like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is something millennials need to work on.
It's understandable.
Chester,
this is
something millennials should work on.
Yeah,
because the world isn't going to be around all the time to lead you by the hand.
Well, here's what we also found, though, Jim, that's really interesting. The deeper you go into your career, the more autonomy you enjoy.
Right.
It makes sense. You know your job better.
Mm-hmm.
But early in your career, you want lots of guidance. You want lots of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of the low motivators was ownership, and we talked about that a little bit. You know, profit sharing and investing and all that kind of stuff. And that, you know, if I want ownership, I'm going to start my own little
company.
But
what about ownership of an assignment? I don't talk about ownership of my company because they're not going to own any of my company. But I talk about ownership of assignments all the time here.
Yeah, that's different. That's much different. When we talk about ownership, we talk about having a stake in the business, right?
Right.
And so ownership on the assignments, not a problem. You know, they want those responsibilities.
Okay,
but here's what's really interesting. The lowest motivator for millennials was money. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
You know, for baby boomers, for you and me,
that was
one of our top motivators.
That's right. How much?
Get a job, get married, have kids.
Show me the money.
That's right. Show me the money. And it's really interesting. Impact. Make a difference. Pay me fairly, but I'm not in it to get rich. I'm in it to make a difference. We thought the results were fascinating.
Well, that fits with a lot of their values. I mean, when you and I were 23, 24, we were thinking about buying a house.
Yes.
They're thinking about their second apartment, many of them. You know?
Right. Well, and you know, we didn't have nearly as much as far as the debt and the loans and whatnot from school. You know, it's really got that part's kind of gotten out of control.
I graduated before there was such a thing as debt. They didn't have stuff like that.
But you're right. Delaying, you know, delaying buying a house, delaying getting married, delaying having a family.
Yeah.
It's much different for millennials.
It sure is. All right, I got about a minute. What's last thoughts on what you learned about millennials?
Well, here's the big data point we got from all our stuff, and this was a lot of research done by the conference board and so on. When you're at work, when you're engaged, when you have your passions aligned with your strengths, not only are you happier and more productive at work, but you are 150% more likely to be happy in your personal life. that's what drives us. Create these great places to work. It ripples into every other part of your life. Happier with your family, happier with your friends, happier in your community. And we think that's a great noble cause.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. When it comes to millennials, as a manager, you have to learn how to talk to them, because you know there are some things you have to be tough with them about. You have to have some tough love with them.
Well, it's a great generation, and they're supremely talented. We need to figure it out, because they're the future, no doubt about it.
But I will tell you this, that probably the from a value standpoint, from a humanity standpoint, may be the best generation we've ever created.
I wouldn't disagree with you there.
Yeah. Hey, Chester, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Always a lot of fun, Jim. Take care, my friend.
CultureWorks.com, folks. Check that out. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.